Lusaka residents are worried over persistent child labor despite free education. Kapere Mponchi DC pleased with progress on Chief Ankole's palace. In African news, Ruto vows to respect Kenyan court despite past friction. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chihuahua. Some Lusaka residents have expressed concern over the continued prevalence of child labor despite the introduction of free education. Speaking to Common Radio News, the residents say children are still being sent into town to sell various merchandise instead of attending school. They note that some parents do not see anything wrong with children missing classes to engage in business activities. The residents say this practice negatively affects the future of the children and undermines the government efforts to promote access to education. They have since appealed to government to take a stern action against the parents who send their children to trade, emphasizing that every child has a right to education. Kapere Mponchi District Commissioner Francis Hasalama has expressed her satisfaction with the progress made on the construction of Chief Ankole's palace, which is now 95% complete and nearing occupation. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Hasalama praised the contractors for the high standard of work, saying the palace is a befitting of a traditional leader. He said the project demonstrates a government's respect for traditional leadership and will enable chiefs to effectively carry out their responsibilities. Mr. Hasalama further highlighted the critical role traditional leaders play in grassroots governance, peace building, development promotion, and cultural preservation. He has since urged contractors to maintain a quality workmanship as government continues to improve conditions for traditional leaders.
The house is at 95.7% finished. It's only the small touches that are remaining there. That needs to be touched here and there. Otherwise, sooner or later, it will be fit for the chiefs to be. I'm very impressed because last time I've been coming, there had been a lot of issues that had not even been touched here and there. So today is only one or two doors that have not been put. Most of the doors are fixed. And maybe the connection of the light here and there. Placed with the standard of construction, looking at the materials used, and most of them are quite good. It is very good. It makes it so respectable for the chief now.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has registered 652 dogs across the city between January and December 2025, a figure the council says is significantly low considering Lusaka's size and the number of households keeping dogs. LCC Public Relations Officer Chola Mwamba says that during the summer period, the council recorded 45 reported cases of dog attacks and bites, underscoring the need for residents to comply with the Control of Dogs Act. Ms. Mwamba explained that through the Department of Public Health, the council is mandated to register and vaccinate dogs in collaboration with the veterinary department to protect the public from rabies. She expressed concern that many dog owners are not complying with regulations, putting the public at risk of dog bites and possible rabies transmission. Ms. Mwamba has urged dog owners to take registration and vaccination seriously, report all dog attack incidents, and comply with regulations, adding that the LCC remains committed to safeguarding the health and safety of Lusaka residents.
Council, through its Department of Public Health, is mandated to register and vaccinate dogs in collaboration with the veterinary department to protect the public against rabies. The council is concerned that many dog owners are not complying with the regulations, hence putting the public at risk of dog bites and potential of transmission of rabies. The Lusaka City Council wishes to appeal to members of the public to report any incidents of dog attacks or bites to the nearest council office. This will enable the council to take necessary measures to prevent future incidents and ensure that dog owners are held accountable.
The Culpable Clergy Consultative Forum has commended the Zambia Army and other security agencies for their efforts to combat illegal mining in Northwestern Province. Speaking during the opening of the 2026 Kalulushi Christian Ministers Fellowship in Kalulushi, Consortium Chairperson Bishop Radi Lewila praised the agencies for working together to address illegal mining, describing their efforts as commendable. Bishop Lewila said the Zambia Army under President Hagen Hichilema, who is the Commander-in-Chief, has demonstrated a strong commitment to ending illegal mining, adding that such activities should not be tolerated. The clergy further expressed a gratitude to government for clearing illegal mining activities in Mufumbwe District and called for continued collaboration to protect the country's natural resources.
The Zambia Army did on behalf of the church, what they've done is commendable. What the Zambia Army did, commend the Zambia Army commander, and in chief, of course, with the president, that we stand with our team. All the defense and the security agencies that work together, so that we keep the illegal mining. Nation, this is our province.
Meanwhile, Gospel Fellowship Church International Overseer Bishop Joseph Kajila has criticized some clergy who oppose the Army's stance on illegal mining, saying illegalities should not be accepted by well-meaning Zambians. Bishop Kajila urged the citizens to support the Zambia Army in safeguarding national stability and protecting mineral resources from illegal exploitation. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a